Welcome back to yet another episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, right from someone who is suffering from seasonal allergy. Yay. This morning I woke up and I was so tired and my eyes started tearing up. My voice sounded kind of raspy and I was coughing and everything. And don't we love this time of year? I actually do. I genuinely do. I love spring because it's like this fresh time of renewal. And after the dark months of winter, it is, you know, just so wonderful when the light comes out and the days become longer again. Love that. But at the same time, I do have a very unpredictable seasonal allergy. Sometimes I'm fine for a year or two, and then it kicks in again. I don't know why, but it's kind of a little bit, yeah, as I said, unforeseeable. But I don't want to spend any more time complaining about something that a lot of people have to deal with. I feel with you if you are also experiencing that. However, I don't know what other topic I could talk about other than how wonderful it is to take time off. And I'm picking this particular topic very spontaneously right now in this very moment. I've decided to talk about it just because I took a week off after Easter last week from work. And I thought it would be really relaxing and just a great way for me to recharge. But to be honest, it was quite stressful in a way. It was full of pressure that I had created myself because I wanted to get things done that I had on my to-do list. And I scheduled a really productive day where I got so much stuff done that was urgent or like had to be done. And that felt great. But then the coming days, I dedicated to making music, which I love doing, but at the same time, it's causing so much pressure and I'm second guessing every single artistic choice that I'm making over and over again because I'm not a producer. I don't know how to really produce and mix music. I have to get help in this regard. If you happen to be a music producer or know someone who likes to mix and master music and who does that professionally, hit me up at World of Fila on Instagram. Shout out to everyone who actually knows how to, you know, produce and mix and master their own music. That's amazing. But getting the song demo kind of ready and done is a process in and of itself. And I just realized that with art, you're never really done. And with a music piece, you could work on it endlessly. And I recently had this experience with one of my songs that I had basically finished or deemed finished last year. And then I didn't listen to it for a couple of months or like many, many months. And now I listened back and I wanted to change everything about it. Not everything, but you know what I mean. Like change a significant amount of aspects about it, which I did. I'm not mad about the changes, but I just want to say that art is oftentimes an ongoing process and we change along the way. So every piece that you create changes you. And if you let more and more time pass to finish something, you're going to have different experiences and you're going to have different learnings along the way, obviously. So you look back at your quote unquote old work with a new, fresh perspective. Sometimes this new perspective really adds something to the original song or art piece, whatever. But sometimes quite the opposite is true, and you should have just finished it back in the days and not let it linger for you to come back to, because oftentimes we're in a very specific sentiment, at least I am when I create. I'm in a very specific sentiment, and for music, that's even more the case. So I feel a specific feeling, and that's when I create music. And when I don't come back to it for a significant amount of time, I will look at it through a completely different lens. I want to change everything about it. But I think the better way is actually to finish one thing and to really cut yourself off at some point and say, this is done now. Release it to the world, gather some feedback, and create the next thing, incorporating the feedback that you got. And that doesn't mean that you allow external feedback to really guide your artistic journey. That's not what I'm saying at all. Because sometimes people won't understand what you have in your mind and your vision really counts. But there is nothing wrong with taking into consideration what other people have to say to a certain degree. And trying to take all of the constructive feedback to really fuel your upcoming projects. So there's a delicate balance there. And I'm pretty sure that if you are an artist, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're not an artist, you have just learned something about the process of art making that you can actually transfer to different areas of life or work. Get things done pretty fast and quickly, because done is better than perfect. And that's a reminder for me too. All right. I've talked enough for today with my raspy allergy voice. I really hope you have a wonderful day and rest of the week. I'll catch you very soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please consider subscribing. Thank you so much. Bye.